And Senator Fred Baldwin joining us once again over the phone this morning with an update on the legislative session. Good morning, Senator. How are you doing today?
Really well. Good morning. Monday morning to you, Duke. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right, as always. Appreciate you taking some time to update things on how the session's going. And still in that, right in the middle of that eight-day stretch of the session and still meeting remotely, correct?
We are, yeah. Today is day four, and we're all meeting remotely. And then we'll have one more remote meeting for committees before, hopefully, fingers crossed, toes crossed, March the 1st, when you're in person in Cheyenne.
Just to clarify, after this week, you break again, and you'll be off. Well, I shouldn't say off, but you won't officially be back in session until March when those committee meetings happen.
Well, what will happen is once we're done this week, there will be one more three-day session of committee meetings in mid to late November, February, and we'll have committee meetings to consider bills to bring up on March 1st when we go in person. So we'll have a break, but there's committee meetings in the middle of that.
State Senator Fred Baldwin with a legislative update this morning. Senator, any specific legislation that's been discussed in the Senate that you wanted to mention this morning?
Oh, my gosh. We spent a lot of time discussing several bills last week. One would be the net metering bill, which is on hold right now. That concerns electrical transmission, the way that we meter that from people that have, you know, in-home solar panels, wind generators, et cetera, at home. And it's a complicated bill, and frankly, it's probably out of my pay grade. But we had quite a discussion about that. Mostly I'm involved with the health and labor stuff. We've got some bills running through that came out of the Senate on ambulance funding. Hopefully it will pass all the way through, a way to help our ambulance survive and to get through. They're all struggling across the state, and that was a big one on my mind. Of course, I came out of my committee.
And you mentioned that last week, if I remember right. So let's just take that bill for example. And of course, you had the three reading process, and I'm assuming that even though the session's done differently this year, the same process still has to be done for each piece of legislation.
It will, and that bill passed out of committee. Before we started this 3 days or 8 day session, and then it came to the floor of the Senate and was approved on three readings and is now on its way to the House, where the House today will begin consideration of presumably that bill among the other bills that we sent over to them and go through exactly the same process, the committee and then the three readings on the floor. And if there's any changes in the bill, then we'll have a conference committee to iron out the differences.
Well, Senator, of course, the one question that seems to always be brought up, and that's the revenue question. Any bills that have caught your attention that are getting discussion relating to increased revenue across the state?
You know, none of the revenue bills, they all have to start in the House, so none of them have come across to the Senate yet. We will hopefully be starting to see some of those this week, although I will be honest with you. All those revenue-building bills, or as most people prefer to call them, tax bills, struggle to get out of the House of Representatives. So a lot of those bills we don't ever see on the Senate floor. But I have not heard any discussion of those that have come across right now. But there's a lot of those under consideration. And all those tax-raising and revenue-raising bills struggle, and it will be a struggle.
Senator Fred Baldwin with us this morning. Senator, as always, appreciate your time. Anything else we missed?
No, that's it. I think I'm going to finish preparing. I have a committee meeting here in about 10 minutes or so.
All right.
So, next week we'll probably have a lot more information for you.
Absolutely. That's Senator Fred Baldwin this morning with our legislative update. Senator, thank you.